City Council opens with work session at 3:20 p.m. in their chambers at the Marsac Building. At 3:50, they will hear from their Blue Ribbon Citizens Commission on Salaries. City Manager Diane Foster detailed some of the numbers there.
One is a recommendation is increasing the mayor's salary by $25,000. With benefits right now, the mayor makes about $42,000. So they're recommending an increase to that. They're recommending an increase of approximately $9,000 to the council salary. With benefits, council makes about $29,000 a year. And some council members take health benefits and some take cash in lieu of health benefits. So they have that choice.
We're talking about increasing the mayor's salary from 42 with benefits plus the 25.
Plus the 25.
So that would be up about $67,000.
Around $67,000.
In coming up with their numbers, she said the group did more than the city's usual practice of looking to other locales.
Right now, the city, for both the council and mayor, as well as staff, uses a methodology where we look at comparables in other cities and towns, both in Utah as well as other resort communities. And what we do is we take any comps that are available, and for mayor and council, they're easy to benchmark, just like a finance manager, it's easy to benchmark. And so we throw out the top two and then use the average of the next five. That's been historically what our pay plan has been. This recommendation is actually includes looking at that, but also looking at area median income, because Park City does have a higher cost of living than other places. And to run for mayor and council, you have to live in the city.
The group also formed recommendations based on an online survey.
And one of the things that came out of that was a recommendation of spending limits on campaign expenditures, especially for the mayoral race. They recommended number four was that the city run in everything you need to know to run for public office. And staff think that's a terrific idea as well. And lastly, they recommended that the city council look at creating a committee of folks who have a long tenure in the community and might provide advice and to council. If council wants to look at the salary piece, we are recommending that they look at that as part of the 2015-2016 budget.
Foster said the commission did not recommend a specific campaign limit, but just asked the council to consider setting one. Next up at 4:20, the council hears from their Recreation Advisory Board, which, like the council, had a visioning meeting. Foster said they have three basic ideas.
You know, the top three recommendations right now are that the city council look at a second sheet of ice, indoor aquatics, and that is more like the Camas pool, so indoor recreation leisure type. Then it's a little more that than lap pools, although I'm sure that would be one of the things that would be looked at, as well as indoor field space. So one of the things that RAB is asking is, does city council want to look at authorizing some money to do a study in conjunction with Snyderville Basin Recreation District? Because I think the RAB and the Recreation District work quite well together. So this would be looking at something for the greater Park City area, including Snyderville Basin as well as Park City.
Foster said right now they have no funding set aside for those possible projects.
So what would happen is if City Council wanted us to look at the funding, we would look at that as part of the capital improvement project and look at it against other projects, and there's an employee committee that rates those.
Yeah. Snyderville Basin Recreation District, however, thinking about going out for a general obligation bond for projects, recreation projects, and open space. Would the city consider something like that?
It's not something on the city's radar this year. However, we are working closely with Rena Jordan and her team, because they may or may not include the second sheet of ice in their bond, depending on where the city ends up in the next few months.
Park City Manager Diane Foster. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.